Viva la revolución de Jesús. Viva. Welcome to podcast number two. This is Brother Jim. It's a nice, somewhat cloudy day here. Okay, I'm going to talk about today something different than talked about yesterday. Basically, it's just a project I've had in mind for a while concerning the Bible. Where I'm at, there's just lots of people just walked out the door. There's lots of people would love to have, the Word of God to read. It's edifying that. Now, the thing is, that's good. The thing is that the Bible, the way it's presented nowadays in the current times, if you look at it, it has all these, it's written in the style of more of an academic style. There's all these verse numbers. You know, you read it, just all these numbers everywhere. Every few words, there's a number, up on top. You know, neither, if you read other books, they don't have it, or magazines or newspapers. No one has all these numbers. So why? The reason why is because it's being used for studying for scholars and that, which is, I'm sure it's helpful for them. It's actually misused a lot because that's the way, the mainstream institutional church and that basically they can make it say anything they want. It's just sort of like those old, things where people could, pick things out of newspapers and make a note out of it to say anything they want. It's the same thing people do with the Bible, unfortunately. They pick and choose and say all types of wild things. It's just crazy. But nevertheless, if you read it in its context, it's a lot different. And especially the way it was originally written, without all these numbers and verses and whatever. Not all these verse numbers, is it's a lot easier to read. It's a lot better. It's you're reading it for edifying, as a story, not a story, but what is this? It tells a real story, different ones, different books. And so basically an idea, I'll just get to the point, is I thought it would be neat if someone could, maybe take a book of the Bible, Mark, whatever. Just take the verse numbers out, just maybe the chapter numbers, maybe put some nice pictures, but basically just read like a regular book. That's the way it was meant to be read. That's the Word of God. It wasn't meant just to be studied and sliced and diced. That's the exact contrary. I actually did search something like that, a number of years back. Someone had the idea, but the thing was that their idea, though, was that basically do something like that, but they wanted to, dress it up into these fancy books and just a bourgeois capitalist could be able to buy them and put them on some bookshelves just to gather moss and dust and whatever. That wasn't good. So basically, I know there's a way, have the Bible without all those verse numbers. Maybe in a simple format, something, maybe just paperback, something not expensive that could be easily distributed. I think that'd be a lot better, getting the word around. That's just an idea. Maybe people know how to do that a lot better than I do, of course. But it's just an idea. Okay, this is podcast number two, more of just an idea podcast than anything else. And especially if you're able to do it, whoever is able to do that, if they could do it in Portuguese, I personally, it'd be really interested in something like that. Okay. Once again, this is the end of podcast number two. Have a nice day and, later or some other time I'll do, another one. Okay. Vaya con Dios. Ciao.